Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is the Inside Connection. Lauren and Lance are here, and it's me, Rob Pratt, guiding the ship into the day that is Saturday, June the 11th, 2022. So let's get inside the Inside Connection. Lance O'Brien, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I love that dramatic intro. Every time I hear it, I just got...
I feel like it's Mission Impossible, right, man?
Well, that's my life story. But no, just trying to, you know, just think about all of the joy that we bring people that are approaching a time in their life when they should be joyful.
Absolutely, yeah, and there's a lot of craziness going on right now, but we got to keep focused on the important things. Just excited to be here this morning with Lauren. This is my first time hosting the rebrand of the show, so I'm excited about that. Yeah, whoop, whoop. We do have a ton to get to today, seminars. We got another great trivia question, open mic roundtable. Second segment, we're going to talk about a really disturbing phone call we got from one of our clients this week that I think sheds some light on a really serious issue that's going on in the Medicare industry. So really want to get into that. But before we take on all those things today, we do want to invite call-ins to the studio, 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. And we're going to just get into a bunch of stuff. But before we have some fun, Lauren, just remind everybody who MediConnect is. Maybe this is their first time listening this morning.
Absolutely. So welcome to our listeners. Welcome to any new listeners. And MediConnect, we are Pennsylvania's top-rated advisory firm. We're brokerage. We work with all the carriers specializing in Medicare. We really work to educate our consumers on Medicare and helping them understand so that when they are helping to choose a plan, they're choosing the right plan for them.
Yeah, absolutely. It's about education and relationship, right? Because it's Medicare, the first decision, as I always say, is a big one, but it's not the only one they're going to make. And we're going to see how that relationship has really paid off for some of our clients as we go through the show today.
And when you say paid off for the clients, right, helping them save money, I want to make something very important here that there's never a cost for our services.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I know we got some exciting things happening around the city today. I live in Washington County. I know there's a big something going on at the fairgrounds today. Some good food if you want to go down there. Rob, I don't know what you're doing all day, but Washington Fairgrounds, you can stop by the house, hang out a little bit if you want to.
I've been there many times.
There you go. My house or the fairgrounds?
The fairgrounds and the trolley museum and all the good things and the casino in that part of the world.
There you go. Lauren, what else is happening?
Well, I know, Lance, when we were looking at some news stories for this morning and what's going on in town, there was a pizza festival.
Woohoo! I love pizza. That's my favorite food.
Me too. Me too. So, and that was going on at, what part of town was that in?
It's at downtown Pittsburgh.
Right, downtown Pittsburgh. Yeah. So pizza festival, that'll be awesome.
Rob's waiting for the Olive Garden Festival.
All right.
I have stock in that company.
I know you do, my friend.
Love the Olive Garden.
Something coming up next weekend, too, is the Juneteenth celebration.
Yeah, that's really important. Tell everybody about what's going to be happening with that, because I know you've been very involved in coordinating for us what we're going to be doing.
Absolutely. So the main part of the celebration, June 17th through the 19th, downtown, there's going to be a lot of different festivities going on, also vendor booths. So we're going to be down in Market Square next weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, with a big MediConnect tent, MediConnect table. So please stop by and say hello. I know that I'll be spearheading that with a lot of our agents. I'll be down there every single day, really just out there to talk to consumers, help anybody with their Medicare questions, so come by and say hello.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're really excited about being involved in the community, not just for Juneteenth, but all the stuff we do on a monthly basis. So I know we have a gas card to give away. You know, I wish we could give away a $100 gas card, because then we might be able to fill somebody's tank, but CMS only allows us to give away $15, so we might drop a couple gallons in the tank. But
at this time in the world we live in, that's a lot of cash for gas. I'll take it.
It really is. So, Lauren, what do we got on tap for trivia this morning?
All right. So I am excited about this trivia question. So the question for this week, and again, call in if you know the answer.
412-922-1020.
Thank you, Rob. And we're going to be giving away that gas card. So the question is, what famous sitcom aired its final episode in 1957? May 6, 1957. What sitcom aired its final episode?
Yeah, and today we're actually going to go back a little farther than they went back last week. They went back to 1973, and you know, Sean said, hey, we weren't even a gleam in our parents' eyes at that point in time. I can't say that because I was a 2-year-old and 1 month menace to society, Rob. I was born in 1971. My middle name is Terrell, which is very unusual, I think. And my mom, as I got to about 5 or 6 years old, she kind of said, you know what, I think I should have made it Terrible, Lance the Terrible O'Brien, because I had a pretty crazy temper when I was a kid and stuff. But so we can't go back to 1973. We're actually going to go back to 1957 this morning, Rob. And that's the year that people that are eligible for Medicare right now were actually born. But what I thought was funny is, we were ending the show last week, you had talked about the most popular car in 1973, or one of them, was the Pontiac Grand Am.
Right.
That actually was my first official family car. We had our daughter. She was born at Forbes, our first daughter born at Forbes. And I went to Kenny Ross there on Route 30 in Irwin and picked out my green Pontiac Grand Am. So that was in the mid-90s. So I don't know if it was still one of the most popular cars, but I know it was what I could afford at the time. So, and then you guys talked about ice cream, all kinds of fun stuff. But Lauren, tell us what was happening in 1957.
So again, from my history major days, love the 50s. 1957, one of the things that you brought up, Lance, that I loved, Wham-O releases the Frisbee for sale.
Not to be confused with our wonderful colleagues at WAMO, but there was a, and still is, a company that did all sorts of great things. Wham-O, the Slinky was one, and of course the other is the fabulous Frisbee.
That is correct.
You hit them all. Good job.
Thank you.
I know that we were talking last week a little bit about, you know, some of the prices, what ice cream cost, things like that. And really in 1957, they were going through some similar things to the times of today. So the Asian flu pandemic claimed over 150,000 lives worldwide.
Wow.
Which, you know, again, we can sort of relate to in this time.
Absolutely.
Also, the USSR launched Sputnik. So the inaugurating space age and space race.
Oh, wow.
What I loved was Sputnik 2 was actually released in November of 57. And they had the dog, and I want to say this correct, Lakai. And the dog was the first being in space that we launched out there.
Oh, wow.
And Lakai actually completed 4 space trips.
Wow. Only to be a dog, huh?
Right.
All right. So we have to get our wonderful producer the answer to the trivia question. So why don't one of you walk in there and give him the answer? Because we're getting all these calls, and he doesn't know the answer.
Whoop, whoop. He needs to Google search that bad boy.
But I know.
Speaking of 1957, people turning 65, I do want to make sure that we get our new to Medicare seminars out there, right? That's a big part of how people connect with us. If you're going to be new, if you're going to be 65 or new to Medicare in the next 12 months, you definitely want to attend one of our seminars. That's where you're going to get the build out of, when should you make decisions? How do you avoid penalties, Rob? Then we'll get into what is Part A, what is Part B, what do they cost, and what do they cover? Rob, I've run into a lot of people in just the last couple of weeks have said, I need to sign up for Medicare at age 65. And in some cases, or I'm going to get a penalty. In some cases, that's true, but in some cases, it's not. It depends on your personal situation. We'll go through your private insurance options, all of that stuff. So we're going to be at the Moon Library on Beaver Grade Road on June 13th. On June 20th, we're going to be at the Northern Tier Library in Gibsonia. And then on the 29th, Shaler North Hills Library in Glenshaw. Also got South Park, Oakdale, Cranberry, all kinds of places. You can call the advisors right now. They're standing by live, 888-818-6334. You can call in and register there. You could go to MediConnectInsurance.com, go to the live events tab, click seminars, and it's going to give you all the dates and events of our upcoming seminars. And then again, if you are just have a question about your Medicare, maybe you have something going on with your prescriptions, maybe you need more benefits, you've heard about the five-star plans, you thought about picking up the phone, but you haven't yet, live advisor standing by till noon today, 888-818-6334.
All right, looking for the answer to this trivia question to get that gas card, and that trivia question is...
What famous sitcom aired its final episode on May 6th, 1957.
There was also another great event that year. January 29th at 7:20 in the evening at Rochester General Hospital, a future KDK personality came into this world.
Who
and,
is that?
And it happened.
Is that Marty Griffin?
No. Marty is a little bit younger than
That's
me.
That's the Pratt Pack, isn't it?
And I actually made my debut on this radio station about 10 years later when I called the Jack Wheeler Show as a fan.
Wow.
And as they say,
really?
The rest is history. Yes, sir.
That's really
cool.
All
right. This is the number to call in if you think you have that trivia question answered, 412-922-1020. And if you have a question for Lauren or Lance, anything that has to do with Medicare, healthcare news, we'd love to hear from you as well. 866-391-1020 and 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334. Live representative standing by until noon. And everything at MediConnectInsurance.com. Inside Connection, MediConnect. Lauren, Lance, yours truly, Rob Pratt. Getting ready for that round table. If you have a question, 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. Lance.
Getting lots of calls on the trivia question, not getting some answers right yet, but hopefully.
Just to let everybody know, this might not be as easy as you think, because I took what I thought was a definite winner during the break, and Lauren said no. And when I heard the answer, I can't believe I didn't think of that. But for some reason, I didn't. But you folks should be.
So let's give the trivia question one more time.
So what famous sitcom aired its final episode on May 6th, 1957?
So we'll give everybody a few minutes to rack their brain. What's the number again for them to call, Rob?
412-922-1020.
There you go. So we'll get to that answer in the third segment. We'll give away that gas card. We're excited about that. But we changed the name of the show a couple weeks ago to The Inside Connection, and the reason we did that is we really want to pull back the curtain on this industry, because I think there's a lot of things that people don't understand. There's a ton of information, but a lack of understanding. I think that's really important. Like, there's so much information out there about Medicare, but there's not a lot of clarity. And the truth is there's a lot of misinformation about Medicare out there too. So we're really trying to clear it up. And Rob, something happened this past week that we're going to spend this segment on, because I'll be honest with you, it really makes me mad. If I'm allowed to say that. One of our existing clients called one of our brokers, husband and wife, and they got a phone call, literal phone call from someone that said, hey, I just want to let you know that you're losing your coverage, your insurance coverage at the end of this month, and you need to pick a new plan. So first of all, Rob, think about you. If you received that phone call, what would your immediate reaction be?
Lance, can you help me?
Well, yeah, that's a good reaction, because the answer would definitely be yes. But, I mean, stress, anxiety, right? Because we think we've made those decisions. We think we're set for a calendar year. We think that everything's going. But they literally said the person's plan, so they knew the plan they were on, right? And they told them their plan was ending at the end of the month. Lauren, do health plans sometimes discontinue their plans or pull out of a geographical market? Is that possible? Let's start there.
It's very rare. Very rare. So that would be due to like a CMS or Medicare sanction.
Right.
So they're not following some rules, but typically we don't see that mid-year.
Right.
Also, you know, something that I saw on the carrier side when I was out there a lot, I would have agents call in, again, misinformation. We got this call. I'd always try to get the phone number of where that came from and kind of find out where that source was from. But the one thing that I see where people kind of misconstrue to is maybe a provider decides to terminate their relationship with a carrier.
Right.
And then you know, they might be reaching out to consumers stating, hey, you're no longer going to be able to use that plan with us, you know, for whatever reason. That could be various reasons. It could be the provider deciding. It could be the carrier deciding. It could be that they can't come to a contractual agreement. There's a lot of different things that could play into that. But again, that's pretty rare. We don't see that all the time.
Yeah, so this person got the call, hey, your plan's ending, right? You know, so they're in panic mode. Thankfully, they had MediConnect, right? Because we were able to solve that, which again, I'm going to go into a little bit. But I've seen plans pull out of the market. I've seen them discontinue their plans, right?
Right.
But I've only seen it happen one time mid-year. So I think that's important to know. Normally, as Lauren mentioned, CMS doesn't let them do it midstream.
Right. So again, these plans are all contracted with the federal government, and they're contracted for a year. So the whole reason that we, in that October through December 7th timeframe, look at these plans is because that's when they're allowed to change January 1st. They recontract yearly. So again, that's where we're going to see the changes. And in my time that I've seen a plan, you know, potentially pull out or something like that, it's happening for December 31st.
Right.
They're reaching out. The carrier's reaching out. They're giving you lots of time to kind of make a decision and find some coverage if that is going on.
Absolutely. So actually, CMS requires them to provide written notice to the beneficiary. So if you're listening this morning, first thing you need to know is if you ever get a phone call that says your plan is discontinuing, if you haven't gotten written notice from your actual carrier, and they give you an extended deadline too, right? You get a
right.
special enrollment period. So it's not like you have 3 weeks to make a decision, right? You have time. Time when you're notified, time to review, time to make a decision. It's not a pressure situation when this happens, correct?
That is absolutely correct.
Yeah. So, I mean, first thing we just want to really make clear is, listen, guys, so these people, they called us. They said, this is the phone call that we got. What should we do? First thing, Mark, their advisor, built a great relationship with them. And that's what we focus on at MediConnect. It's not a point of sale. We're not going to come meet with you and never hear from us. Our goal is to make a relationship to the point where you're comfortable reaching out to us at all times. Mark was able to review everything, let them know that their specific plan, nothing has changed. It was kind of funny because it's one of the most quote unquote popular plans available in Pittsburgh that was going away. So like, this phone call, and this is where my frustration, this is where my anger comes in, Rob, is a lot of this is moving to inbound phone calls, right?
Right.
And there's a lot of unscrupulous people really trying to pull fast ones. That's why we had Dick Scringer on last year about, you know, everything related to the fraud. This really makes me mad because as Medicare people, when we take our test, there's a big word we have to learn. It's called fiduciary, right? And it means we have a responsibility to win, earn, and keep the trust to deal with the public in such a way where we're doing the right thing for them. And now we have all of these big nationwide people, I'm not going to say their names, but they're battering the airwaves with commercials, with phone calls, trying to essentially, in my opinion, deceive beneficiaries. And it goes so against what we're for, it just really, really angers me, right? So that's why you got to be very careful whenever you're getting any type of inbound phone calls.
And, you know, Lance, we've talked about it before, but when we're sitting down at the table with somebody and they say, hey, my friend says this is the plan for me, right? Well, with this misinformation, again, imagine how fast that travels.
Yep.
Hey, I got a call. Are you on this plan too? Oh my goodness, it's ending. You know, we're seeing that. And when I was at the carrier, again, the calls that I would get about misinformation and where this came from was just, you know, mind-blowing. But I would always try to get that phone number, see where it came from, report that to the carrier so they could, you know, take the next step.
Yeah, I mean, I hate to say it, but, I mean, Medicare is big business, right? You know, there's a lot of money.
You think these calls are fraudulent calls then?
Oh, absolutely.
There's no rhyme or reason.
Yeah, so even if someone's not a fraudulent call, right? Say they respond to one of those numbers they see on the TV, right? One of those 800 numbers being advertised by some famous person. They're calling them, and most of the people don't qualify for what's being advertised. That's problem number one, right? Get all your money back in your check. Well, you got to qualify for welfare, which some people do, Rob, and there's a market for that, but some people do, but most people don't. Then the next thing they do is, well, you qualify for this. But what's happening in a lot of these phone calls, and I'll give you the reason why we know this, is they're not checking their medications. They're not confirming that all the prescriptions they take are covered by the plan that this company's talking about. And a lot of these companies, they only work for the national carriers. They don't. And in our region, this is important because we have two really big regional carriers here, Highmark, UPMC, that these people don't even represent, right? They're not checking their doctor networks. 39,000 complaints filed just in the last enrollment period over this type of stuff. That's a huge number, right? We have to make sure that we're taking care of people, and that's why we do what we do. We're a local company with local representatives that will come to your house. You can come to our office. We're not going to try to sell you Medicare. We're going to educate you on what is happening in the industry and really understand your situation. So just want to get the seminars out for you again real quick as we close this segment. June 13th at 6 p.m. Moon Library, June 20th, 6 p.m. at the Northern Tier Library in Gibsonia, and then we'll be in Glenshaw on the 29th at 6 p.m.
We do have a winner, and Lauren will give you all the details on who, what, when, where, why, and how. When you hear the answer, you'll say, why didn't I think of that? That's coming up in just a couple of moments. And again, if you have a question for either Lauren or Lance, call us at 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020, or call them. They've got those representatives standing by until noon, 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334. Medi Connect, this is the Inside Connection. Rob Pratt Saturday, KDKA, 100.1 FM, AM 1020. Lauren is going to get us started here in just a moment with the announcement of our winner and that trivia question. But if you have a question for these two right now, Inside Connection, MediConnect, call us. All of our lines are available, 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. And you can also call them with representatives standing by until noon at 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334. Lauren.
Again, just to kind of recap what we were talking about before we get into that trivia answer, so we did get a correct answer. You know, the last segment, Lance was talking about one of the consumers that called in and was told their plan was being terminated at the end of the month, which was not true. So again, that education and that personal relationship is one of those big ways we aspire to be
Absolutely.
Different than, you know, what's acceptable in the insurance industry at this time. So we're always going to advocate for the client, which is why we want to use this broadcast, you know, which insurance companies also listen to. And I can definitely validate that. When I would wake up on a Saturday morning when I worked for the carriers, I would tune into MediConnect every Saturday morning and hear what was going on. So again, if you have questions, if you want some education, we're going to talk about, you know, a few stories of how we helped some people even this past week in the community. Give us a call. And again, if you have some questions for us right now, call in live 866-391-1020. But before we get there, again, just a reminder, we have a few of our educational seminars coming up. So June 13th at 6 p.m., we're going to be in Coriopolis at the Moon Library. June 20th, Gibsonia at the Northern Tier Library, also at 6 p.m., and Glenshaw at the Shaler North Hills Library on June 29th at 6 p.m. Yeah.
Excited to be back in the libraries again, too. We've been doing a lot of our seminars in the hotels because of, you know, the pandemic. Just excited to be back in the hearts of the communities again. Excited about that. So bated breath here, Lauren. Let's get to this trivia question. And I have to say, listening to you and Rob talk during the break, I am TV illiterate. I know that right now. So hit us.
All right. So the question was, what sitcom aired its final episode on May 6, 1957? And our correct answer is I Love Lucy.
How did I? And we got tons of people.
That I got some texts too, well, literally on my phone.
I thought it was Superman. I mean, but the natural answer, if you're looking for real star power, is those two. And you and I were talking off air. There wasn't a bigger power couple in Hollywood, and there may not be as big a power couple as they were even to this day, right?
That is correct. So to give a shout out, Nancy from Portersville called in with our correct answer.
Congrats.
So she'll be getting that $15 gas card. But yeah, Rob and I were talking about I Love Lucy. So, and I was telling Lance a little bit before I came in, back in my early teens, my goal in life was to go to CMU for acting and become the next Lucille Ball. I just idolized her. So I wrote reports. I had all of the Lucy Barbie dolls. My parents are probably listening and laughing right now because they had to sit through every episode over and over.
But maybe this is why you're so good. You're a natural at this because you got a little entertaining. That's good.
You know, possibly. But, you know, there's so many things that you can say about Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz. And we were talking, you know, over the break. What's very interesting is that the way that sitcoms current day are actually filmed with the multiple camera angle was a patent by Desi Arnaz and Desi Lu Productions. And I Love Lucy was the first sitcom to utilize that. We were also talking about the fact that, you know, when Lucille Ball was pregnant, they did not want to show that on television at the time. So they had to use the phrase Lucy's expectant or spectant, you know, during that time. And Rob, you were talking about some really
neat stuff as well. People don't realize, but their production company, which was Desi and Lucy, as in Desi Lu, they did Andy Griffin, they did Danny Thomas, they did the Dick Van Dyke Show. But even in the latter part of the 60s, before they sold the company to Paramount for a measly $13 million, and no matter how you compare the dollar then to today, if that company is sold today, it's billions of dollars because they had so much product. And that was just about the time when residuals were coming in and you could get a couple of points per show. And it could, like Jerry Seinfeld, still getting paid millions of dollars years after his show. That stuff really didn't exist early on, 50s, 60s, but then it started to come into effect. For those of you who were baby boomers born in 1957, you may remember 10 years after our birth, there was this little show called Mannix, which became a huge television show. And it was Lucy who took over the company when her and Desi were splitting up. She was the one that made a decision for a sci-fi show that nobody believed in. And she said, it may not go now, but it will go on forever in one form or another because it's just the beginning. Man landed on the moon a few years later. And just 2 years prior to that, this little show that she supported, Captain Kirk, Leonard Nimoy, Spock, Star Trek. So she was a genius.
And you look back, you know, in the history of women as well, and you see in the movie industry, it was Marilyn Monroe was one of the first females to have her own production company. Elizabeth Taylor was one of the first females to demand over $1 million for the movie Cleopatra. Wow. But the barriers that Lucille Ball broke, you know, in the sitcom, in the television that came into our homes that affected every woman sitting there was truly amazing. That's why she's always been an inspiration.
And when you grew up with five sisters, you always have an advantage to where you want to see them get the advantage, meaning the women, because you love them, you know, and they're a part of your life, and you have children, and you respect their mothers. And I've always had such respect. And I'll leave you with this. One time I had Lucy Arnaz on years ago, the daughter, very talented, same type of humor as my mother and people of that era, and they all loved Lucy. And I said to her, I said, your mother was truly one of the most beautiful women that Hollywood has ever seen. She was always looked at the clown, but a lot of people don't realize she was as striking and as beautiful as any leading lady of that era. Rita Hayworth, Jane Russell, you name it, Lauren Bacall, she was right there with the rest of them.
And she got her start as a model and a Chorus Line girl, which you had to compete during those days. So that was the
I love Lucy. I love Lucy. Really good stuff. Let me just do this real quick because you put so much work into this. Yearly inflation, this is 1957, 3.34%. Wouldn't that be nice?
Yes.
Also, yearly inflation in the UK, 3.3% average cost of a new house. I'm loving this. I'll buy one for you. $12,220. Go ahead. You pick it up from there.
You can't even get a beater for that now, a beater car for that price.
I mean, this is just, these are the things that Lauren put together that just makes you think, and that's why this show is so different. Go ahead. Give me a couple more.
I love the rent for $90 per month, and I will say Lance put a few of these in, but, you know, looking at what I pay for rent, what that is, that would be fabulous.
I can barely go to McDonald's for $90 now.
Here's another one. Gallon of gas. Tell them what a gallon of gas cost in 1957.
24 cents.
Think about that compared to last week, though. It was 38.5, right? So it almost doubled over that period of time, which we're kind of seeing now, right? You know?
And we were talking about last week where that was the increase, you know, during that year in 73, and we're seeing that same thing here. So, wow. But to get back on the Medicare track.
And by the way, a guy who I'd like to look as good in my 80s, he had the number one song in the nation for 5 weeks, and he looked good in a pair of white buck shoes. We're talking about Pat Boone and Love Letters in the Sand.
That was the number one. I actually looked that one up. That was the number one song for 5 weeks
in a row.
And through the entire week of June. So I'll make two confessions right now. First one is I had to actually go pull up my Spotify to listen to it because I didn't know what it was.
Pat Boone was a force. I'll just
he has a great voice. He really had a great voice.
He's still pretty together. He does a lot of good things. Good guy.
Yeah. So, and the second confession is, since how you said what you wanted to be when you were growing up. When I was 13, anyone want to guess what I wanted to be?
I have no idea.
I wanted to be a sports broadcaster, actually.
Did you really?
Yeah, I love sports. I was up with light watching Steph do his magic last night, which was absolutely incredible. Yeah, but that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to broadcast sports. But
talking about Steph Curry, by the way.
Yeah.
Golden State. And people are like, who's Steph? Not Steffi Graf.
No.
Great tennis player, but Steph Curry.
Yeah, Steph Curry was mixing the mix last night. We'll just say it that way. So.
Well, Lance, it looks like with Medicare, our dreams have come true. You know, possibly I'm not Lucille Ball and possibly you're not a sports broadcaster, but we still get to
announce
Medicare.
Mic in front of my face now, so that's pretty cool. But we appreciate everybody that listens to the show weekly. Just a shout out to Nancy in Portersville for listening. We appreciate it. Enjoy a couple dollars of gas on us. Maybe you can drive somewhere and get a good meal and enjoy, but just appreciate it so much. But before we go to the break, we do want to hit Sean. I was talking to him earlier this week, and he was telling me about one of his clients that had called him, and I'm going to actually read the text. I don't know how much time we have in the segment. Maybe we'll start here and then we'll finish it up next segment. But this is an actual text. I'm going to read it word for word. Hi, sir, which kind of love that, you know. Hey, Sean, if you're listening this morning, good morning, sir. But hi, sir. I know you're not my direct guy anymore because you've moved up in the company, but I want to run something past you because I trust you. And I just love that right there, right? Because that's really what we're talking about, right? That's what we're trying to build in the consumer. I'm very happy with my Aetna Gold plan. No complaints, but I've just been put on yet another god-awful expensive medicine. I'm on Eliquis, Entresto, and now Farxiga, which, Rob, I don't know what you know about those medications, but we've heard of the Holy Trinity, right? Father, Son, Holy Spirit. These are unholy trinity when it comes to Medicare and medications, right? These are three pretty heavy-hitting medications. My monthly copays are over $400 a month. I went into the donut hole about a month ago. Is there any better add-on option to help with the cost? We don't qualify for any of the manufacturer's programs. So let's stop first and think about $400 a month. What's the average beneficiary's check right now in the United States? It's around $1,600 and some dollars. We've talked about that in the last month or this year, actually. That's 25%. If all he has is Social Security, I don't know if it is or not. That's hefty.
And it's not 1957. Your rent is not $90 a month.
Exactly. Rent is not $90 a month. It's probably $500 or something. So this guy's spending a lot of money. In his own words, I don't qualify for the manufacturer's help. And that's one of the frustrations, right, of the Medicare business now, is when you go on to Medicare, you don't usually get to take advantage of the Medicare the manufacturer's discounts anymore. So what we're going to do is we segue into the next segment, the last segment of today. We're going to talk about how we helped him because it's pretty significant, right? But before we go to that segment, just want to get the seminar dates out one more time. We have June 13th, the Moon Library in Coriopolis, June 20th, Northern Tier Library, Gibsonia, and the 29th, Shaler North Hills Library, Glenshaw. 888-818-6334 to call and register.
MediConnectInsurance.com. All right, back with Lance and Lauren. This is the Inside Connection MediConnect. So, Lance, you're up.
Yeah, so we ended off the last segment just talking about this gentleman, Bill from Brentwood, actually, is his name. Three medications, $400 a month, doesn't qualify for manufacturer discount anymore because once you go to Medicare, you don't qualify for those. He's like, Sean, is there any help for me? And good news is the state of PA has a program called PACE. Lauren, tell us about what PACE is, how it's funded, and how somebody qualifies.
Absolutely. So PACE is a prescription assistance care for the elderly, is what PACE stands for. And when you're 65, you can apply. It's income-based,
yep.
But it's actually funded by the Pennsylvania Lottery. So if you ever go to play the lottery, you see helping older Pennsylvanians, that's what they're doing.
Yeah, the joke I always make is if you're buying lottery tickets and you never win, maybe it'll pay off when you go on Medicare.
I say the same exact thing. And, you know, what a coincidence, because I had a similar appointment this week. I had a husband and wife, and again, fallen into the donut hole. And they actually had applied for PACE 2 years ago.
Oh, really?
And got denied. And we were sitting there talking with them. And what a lot of people don't know is actually PACE and PACENET increased their cap. So now people.
It was pretty significant, too, wasn't it?
About $6,000.
Yeah, that's pretty significant increase.
Makes a huge difference. So I've known a lot of people through my years where they were denied just based off of over $1,000 or over $100. So there's a lot more people that are going to qualify. So again, if you have questions about if you qualify for that assistance, give us a call at MediConnect. We can help you and gear you towards the right place. We can even call into them and help you apply.
Yeah, so if you're 65 years old, you've lived in the state of Pennsylvania for 90 days. If you're a married couple making under $41,500, if you're a single individual making under $33,500, you can qualify for PACENET. Well, in our story, the text Sean got this week from Bill, he ended up, after talking to Sean educating him, there wasn't necessarily a better Advantage plan out for him for his situation, right? But there was assistance available for him. They did the application. He qualified for PACENET. All three medications that I talked about, Lauren, are brand name medications.
Yep.
$15. If you qualify for PACENET, all you pay for those brand name medications are $15 a piece.
So let me get this right. He went from paying $400 a month in the donut hole.
Yep.
Which again is that high percentage of your Social Security check. That's a big chunk of your monthly income. Down to paying $45.
And that's exactly what happened. So from 400 to 45, I mean, that's monumental amount of savings. So again, also know, because we just listed the income guidelines, right? He had to be under 41.5 as a married individual. So that's a big chunk of change going back into his pocket. It's almost like he transported back to 1957,
right?
And got a break on his groceries, right?
And I'm going to tell you, one of my best friends, her grandmother, actually, we thought that she had a little bit too much income to apply, right? She had some houses, she had some things, but they just look at income. It's not like Medicaid where they look at assets and different things like that. So there's way more people that are eligible for this than think they are, and we didn't think she was. And here she's on a seizure medication that's rather expensive. Again, she was falling into the donut hole and got her that medication for $15 a month.
Yeah, so, I mean, we're here to help, as always. Live Advisor standing by right now, 888-818-6334. They're there till noon. They're going to answer all your questions. Do not be overwhelmed. Don't be misinformed. Be informed. Go get the inside connection with MediConnect. We want to be able to help you. You can go to our website, MediConnectInsurance.com. You can go to the Contact Us form, and you can actually submit a ticket via email. We'll actually respond to you that way if that's easier. Go to Facebook. Like us on Facebook. We're doing all kinds of updates every week, every day on things that are happening.
If you even miss a part of the show and you want to rewatch, we add our radio show every week live, so you can actually watch us in action.
And again, if this is your first time listening today, you don't know much about us, Google us. Check us out. We're the top rated firm in the state of Pennsylvania. Our Google reviews stand behind that. We really focus on the individual consumer, understanding their situation and being able to really assist them. So one last time, we've had a few people register already this morning, so I want to get those dates out one more time. If you're new to Medicare in the next 12 months, so maybe you're turning 65 or you've worked past, but you're getting ready to retire. We got the Moon Library in Coriopolis on June 13th. We have the Northern Tier Library in Gatsonia on the 20th. And then we're going to be at Shaler North Hills in Glenshaw on June 29th. So, Lauren, you got any other good tidbits of information for us this morning about 1957?
Pound of bacon. Guess how much a pound of bacon was.
Oh, man, I love bacon. I know what it is now. It's about $6.49 for a good pound of bacon. How much was it, Rob?
60 cents.
Oh, man. Man. That's what? That's not even like 5 cents a slice. Come on, man.
Minimum wage was a dollar.
Wow.
But back then, that was pretty good money.
Right.
Huh? Yeah.
My first job, I worked for my dad. He was a stonemason. I've mentioned that a few times. So it wasn't really a glamorous living. He was a hardworking man. And my first job with him was mixing mud. And I was so excited because I worked the whole summer for him. And I made $300. 300 hours for $300, baby, because it was a dollar an hour. Going back in time, I make a few more dollars than that now. But, man, good memories.
Hey, you were with your dad, man.
I was. That was one of the things. He worked a lot, 9 kids, so he was always around. And I, 2 things I loved doing with my dad was working with him, and he was a really good bowler, so we bowled a lot.
Great sage advice my father gave me after every home improvement project that I would work with him. He would say, you better find something you can actually get paid for.
Yeah, my family's still in the business, but I knew that I wasn't personally cut out for it. How much was a dozen eggs? Anybody? Anybody?
Go ahead.
28.
28 cents.
I paid $3.59 at Chop and Save a few days
think
ago.
About it. You work 2 hours. You could eat pretty good for a while. Oh. Yeah, bacon and eggs, you know?
That's true, actually.
I'm telling you, you could get 3 gallons of gas and have them go get an ice cream cone.
That actually puts it in perspective, Rob. I like that.
You know, it's funny, but this morning on my show, I spent an hour kind of dissecting some of the things that are happening. Actually, 2 hours, but one of the hours we focus on inflation. And there's always been inflation. There's always been issues. And the dollar was what it was in the 60s and 50s. People were facing obstacles. But the gifts that we still have in this country, and one happens to be Medicare.
Yes.
You imagine people in the 30s and 40s, would they have not loved to have had an opportunity to have the government take care of them?
And that's a great point. I didn't even plan on bringing
this. And Social Security.
Yeah, my wife met with someone yesterday, and she was telling me about it. He was paying $400 for his group plan and how excited he was to be getting to. He's going to save a ton of money. He's going to get the Medigap plan. That was what was best for him. But he's going to save over $200 a month. There's a lot of blessings even in the increases. There truly is.
And guess what? Let us take a look, because you deserve that. You paid into Medicare your entire career. So take a back seat. Let us help you understand it. Let us help you put you in the right car, I guess, essentially, to have a better drive into retirement.
Yeah, I mean, we're the experts. We do care about our clients. We follow up with them. Give us the opportunity to earn your trust so you have the go-to, like Bill did, like Mark's clients did. Hey, MediConnect are my people.
So what else? Anything else before we exit stage?
What are you doing this weekend? Any big plans?
No. This is the highlight of my week, talking about stuff like this. This is what really puts things in perspective. And, you know, every generation, every group has always got their own problems, but we are so far ahead of the curve today. Just but when we talk about healthcare, the options and the opportunities, and you have a company that puts it together for you, and you don't have to pay them anything.
No, absolutely.
That's why this is the Inside Connection.
It is the Inside Connection. So we're still your Medicare source, even though we're switching up the show. Here's my last parting shots. The most popular movies in 1957. 12 Angry Men, which I have seen that one.
James Giant had to be in there. James Dean, no.
The Bridge Over the River Kwai.
Oh, yes.
And the two most popular TV shows that aired for the first time, Perry Mason, which was one of my mom's favorites, and Maverick.
Starring James Garner.
You got it.
And Richard, what was his name? The guy is Perry, Richard, Raymond Burr.
There you go. Yeah, Raymond Burr was Perry Mason, right?
And Della Street.
You pulled that one right out of the memory bank, man. You're still in good shape.
Well, listen, I have a friend, Aviva Radbord, who's worked at KDK Television for years, and I think she can actually recite all the dialogue from every Perry Mason show.
Holy cow.
I mean, look, they make good stuff today, and you're awfully young, Lauren, to know so much as you do. You can tell you're an entertainment junkie. But I must tell you, they really put together some quality stuff back in the day. I'm not so sure we're going to be talking about some of the things on TV 50 years from now. But when Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz did what they did, they rewrote the history, and people are still watching it. And I can promise you right now, somewhere around the world, somebody's watching I Love Lucy.
You know, and when you say that, I always think about one of the ones that I think I read somewhere that was like worldwide famous when she stomped the grapes.
Yeah.
And just how much I laughed when I watched that, you know?
You know why I've seen that scene? Because it was in Pretty Woman. That's the only reason I saw it.
I can tell you right now, if my mom spends more time with anybody in heaven, it's Lucille Ball. She loved Lucille Ball.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
Always. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rob.
All right. Stay with us. News at 10.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.